and it's time to get in our chill and chat for this Saturday morning. And we are having it with none other than Bronwyn Bayman. And she's the owner of Mindful Practice, not a stranger to the Lifestyle Show. You must know that she visits us every month. And for this Saturday morning on the 8th of July, month of Madiba, we are going to be chatting about kindness. So, Bronwyn, welcome to the Lifestyle Show.
Good morning, Joanne. Good morning, listeners. It's good to be back to talk about another important topic.
Very important. And before we get into it, I want to ask you a question, Bronwyn. When last were you kind to yourself?
Oh, that's a very good question. The last time I went to the hairdresser.
Okay, which was?
A couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I took the time out for self-care, which actually plays into being kind to yourself.
Okay.
And it all starts actually from that little seed, being kind to yourself first, and then you are actually more open to being kind to others.
So true.
And as human beings, that is a very important quality because it has a ripple effect.
Yeah.
When you are kind to the next person, you are bestowing almost like a blessing on them, right? And the kindness in its purest form has to come with the purest intention, and it has to come with an open heart. And it has to be received with an open heart. Then it is kindness in its purest form. It is a very gentle energy that you type into. And so they, in the energetic world, they would call it a feminine energy because it's a receiving. It's a receiving. You're receiving the act.
Okay.
Right? So it's a, that's a feminine quality. Not referring to males or females. It's not a sexist thing.
Yeah.
A feminine energy is a type of energy. It's gentle.
Okay.
But we live in a world where quite the opposite happens most of the time. In other words, people will give kindness in inverted brackets with selfishness in the backseat. In other words, they only give to gain, and they will give,
and that's not a pure in, that's not a pure
that's
act.
Not that's not pure. And so the effect of it not being pure is that it will backfire, or you will do something good but something negative will be at the back of that, because it's not pure. So I think that is the thing, that the kindness needs to come from that level of purity. And the wonderful thing is that when you tap into that, what will automatically happen is that kindness will come your way in the most mysterious of ways, but from any direction, you know. And because why? You're tapping into that energetic vibration of kindness. And so it, you can do something wonderful for someone today, and maybe a couple of days later, oh, you get a surprise, and whatever happens to you happens because you're in that energetic vibration of kindness.
Just and to link up with what you said about, you know, just how kindness is sometimes being given in our current
society.
In society. I think a lot of the times what also happens is people take kindness for weakness.
Correct. 100% correct.
You know,
and kindness is, it's actually not that. It's actually strength. Strength with gentleness. Remember? Because you're giving it with compassion, which is also a gentle vibration.
Yeah.
And so it's really not a sign of weakness. It's quite the opposite. You're very right. It's a sign of strength.
Yes.
But people don't see it that way because it's misinterpreted, perhaps. Or it doesn't come with a pure intention, which doesn't make it 100% kindness. And so kindness to me is also the bridge to trust. Because if you do a kind act towards me, I'm immediately going to trust Joanne.
Yeah.
Because she did it with such good intention, and it really uplifted my life, whatever the act was, maybe just a small thing you did, something you bought as a little gift, or something you said as an inspirational word, or just
a hug, or just a smile.
It can be the simplest of things, but it comes with that level of kindness, and immediately I will trust you, without a doubt. And so imagine if everybody did that. You know, I had a little example where I illustrated kindness to someone else. I have a lemon tree in my yard, and it's sort of on the pavement. And so one of the people that walks past came and asked me, a homeless person, asked me if he can have some lemons. So I said, fine, sure, help yourself. And then in the same time, so I was being kind.
Yeah.
And in the same breath, he asked me if he can clean the pavement or if he can do something.
Wow.
He wanted to do something for me, and if I can just give him something, whatever I want to do, whether it was food or money. So I saw that he was eager, and I could see that he came from a pure place. He was quite a mature gentleman, and I didn't ask him to do that second act, but he offered.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, go ahead. And then I was talking to him, and I could see he was really genuine. In today's life, it's not always safe to just allow anybody in, but I did see in him that yeah, I could trust him. And because of that, I gave him a job in the garden, and he did it perfectly. And you know, I was happy to pay him, and his sons came twice to my house, and I have assisted him. He was a stranger, I didn't know him, and I trusted him because my gut told me that he was
genuine.
Yeah. And so he showed me kindness, I showed him kindness. And that's what I mean. That's an illustration of kindness.
Yeah.
I don't know him, but every now and then he will pop in and say, can I assist you with something? And then I will give him food, or he will clean my garden or something.
And what I really like about that story, it wasn't just about what he could receive from you.
Yeah.
But it's also what he could give.
That's right.
To you, that you could receive.
And that opened the door to me asking him, okay, well, can you... If you really want to do the garden work, then let's give it a try.
Yeah.
If he didn't show me kindness first, then I probably wouldn't have taken the next step to allow him in the gate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, listen, folks, we're chatting to Bronwyn Bayman, owner of Mindful Practice, and today is all about kindness. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you just want to say something, you know the number for you is 082-414-1077. So, Bronwyn, back to kindness. How can you mentioned a couple of ways that we can... that kindness is manifested through, if you can put it that way.
Yeah.
So just, you know, daily practices of kindness, especially with oneself. I would like to focus on the self. How can we do that?
I think that kindness is accepting your flaws and getting quiet and acknowledging that we're not perfect, but we're a masterpiece in the making. And if we embrace kindness in our lives for ourselves, then acknowledge that and see how we can uplift ourselves within kindness. So it can be a small thing, you know, it can be something you do for yourself. Like I mentioned, I went to the hairdresser and spoiling yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes just sitting with yourself is being kind to yourself.
True. And that's what I, without knowing it, I was very kind to myself last night.
Mm.
I came home, it was pouring with rain that time, and I thought, you know what? Let us just have a very peaceful evening. And I went and I put on my pajamas, and it was a lovely evening in front of the fire. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed that dress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my bath time is when I'm very kind to myself.
Ah, yes.
It's where I relax and I'm kind to myself because I'm just reflective of my day, and it's my me time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Me time equals being kind. What are some of the acts that you're going to be, or kind acts that you're going to be up to for this month?
Okay, so in my business, there is a theme of kindness, actually, because it is Madiba month.
Mm.
And, Madiba left a huge legacy of kindness where he implemented this 67 minutes for kindness type of thing, or 67 minutes where you give back unselfishly. And so I played on this theme, and next week I'm actually having almost 30 learners from high schools or from schools around Paarl at an event called Ignite Your Youthful Mind, where I'm collaborating with Peter de Villiers, and we're gonna give back 67 minutes of our time to teach the youth how to cope with life stresses, teach them motivational things, teach them about just stuff we know for living for decades that yes. we know will pay off when you're in yes. your in that stage of your life. And so we're going to teach them that, and we're going to teach them how to sit with themselves and bring the mind into focus to assist mm. them with their studies and stuff like that.
Wow.
So that's going to be historical for me, because it's bringing different schools together in one room and giving them this powerful information that I believe they can take with them the rest of their lives. And
oh,
we're
yes.
doing this in an act of kindness. We're not making money from the event. It's just creating that platform, you know, and giving the experience to them in the holidays before the term starts.
Sure. And I think how powerful that is going to be, because when schools reopen and back to studies, back yeah. to focusing, but also just for the rest of your life. You know, you need to know how to focus, how to kind of, focus your mind. So I think that's really a tool, not only for your schooling career,
but for life.
Yeah. Lucky students.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all the best with that, Brandon. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I would just say, remember kindness and see how you can implement that in a smallest little step in your days. And even just giving someone you love a hug, you're displaying kindness. And even giving a stranger a hug, you're displaying
kindness.
Be
careful, though.
Be careful. But keep kindness at the back of your head. And just know that it's in a vibration you can tap into. And I can guarantee you, kindness will come back to you if you do that for someone else.
There we go. That was the message for today. Bronwyn, thank you so very much for sharing the word of kindness. And now we've heard it, so let's go and practice it. I think it's much easier practicing it for other people. But remember to practice it for yourself as well. Then it's going to become so much easier for other people as well.